I'm joined by Peter Burkhardt, Emergencies Director of Human Rights Watch. Peter, you're involved in enforcing the news blackouts over the kidnap of Richard Engel. Why was that necessary?
Well, at first we didn't know who had kidnapped them, and it was important to keep this news out of the news so we could establish what exactly had happened and to try to get them out safely as soon as possible. We didn't want the kidnappers themselves to find out who they had and to get a lot of publicity for this.
And he's reported to be safe with his crew in Turkey, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They were released after a gunfight and then moved to Turkey to safety.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't.
Can you give us any more details about what happened yesterday with the gunfight?
Well, they went missing last week. It was a crew of five people. And at first, there was almost no information about what had happened to them. A group of freelancers, as well as one of the Guardian correspondents, Martin Chulov, then contacted their contacts inside, and the Free Syrian Army was quickly able to locate them to the village of Marat Misrin. It's important to point out that this was a criminal action done by a criminal gang. It was not done by the Free Syrian Army or by one of the Islamic jihadi groups operating inside Syria. As soon as they were located, the Free Syrian Army tried to make contact with this group to press them to get released. And it appears that ultimately yesterday, the kidnappers tried to move them out of Marat Misrin. They ran into a checkpoint, and a gunfight ensued, which ultimately led to two of the kidnappers being killed, and the crew of five people being released.
And we're actually convinced this is just a criminal gang. It had no connection to the rebels. What's the source for that?
Well, that's what the contacts in the Free Syrian Army told those who asked them to trace this group. Their information appears to have been correct. They were able to trace the kidnappers to Marat Misrin, and ultimately the Free Syrian Army and allied brigades did play an important role in getting them released, although unfortunately it took a gunfight to make that happen.
And it was an Islamist group who were manning that checkpoint, the Arar al-Sham Brigade. What was their role in this, do you know?
I'm not sure why they were manning this checkpoint, but it was the Free Syrian Army which located the kidnappers well before this incident, the firefight took place.
So how come they got involved then?
Well, the Free Syrian Army has a lot of their own brigades, but they also engage in various military actions with allied brigades. And the Ahrar al-Sham Brigade is a brigade which has significant links to the Free Syrian Army. So I would believe that this probably was a coordinated action with the Free Syrian Army.
What does this whole episode demonstrate about working as a journalist in Syria?
You know, I think we should remember that there are still other journalists who are missing in Syria, such as Austin Tice, who was working for the Washington Post, who still have not been traced. We face threats from a variety of groups inside Syria, both from government groups, pro-government groups who have kidnapped journalists, but also criminal gangs. And with the declaration of al-Nusra, the jihadi group, as a terrorist group, there's also great concerns that those jihadi groups will pose a greater threat to journalists in the future, as they did during the civil war in Iraq. So it is becoming an increasingly difficult landscape for journalists to operate inside Syria, and they face threats from a variety of different sources.
And do you think the safe outcome of this particular episode vindicates the news blackout?
Certainly. You know, by the time the news started to leak out through some unfortunate leaks by the Daily Mail and others, The kidnappers had already been located and very sensitive negotiations and discussions were going on. So it certainly did place these negotiations at risk that the news leaked out that this crew was missing, which was very unfortunate. Sometimes the safety of our colleagues should precede the news.
The journalists who did break the blackout argue that the news is already out there. It's being mentioned at 100 times a minute on Twitter, that kind of thing. How do you respond to that?
Well, NBC, who employed this crew, asked for a news blackout, and I think it was very important to have a news blackout. There was some noise on Twitter and in the Turkish press, but it certainly made a very significant difference that the main networks, as well as many of the main newspapers, including The Guardian, did not report on this incident. It gave those working on the release of these journalists a bit of breathing space to try to get them released safely, as ultimately happened.
Okay, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.